Good morning. Today is July the 23rd, 2026, Thursday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you'll open with me, beloved, to the book of Mark, chapter 4, I'd like to share a couple of verses with you if I can this morning, beginning in verse number 24. The text reads, "And he was saying to them, take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given you besides. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him." May God bless the reading of his word this morning. You know, beloved, this text this morning, these two simple verses that I read in your hearing, tell such a powerful message about how God blesses us and how we have that realization of the many blessed gifts that God continues to pour out on us. You know, beloved, what we have in our life today, the riches and the glory and the grace that we have in our life, are those things that many around us will never know and will never see. What I'm trying to say this morning is the blessed gifts and the greatest gifts of all are those gifts that God provides to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, the word says in verse 24, it says, "Take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given you besides." You know, when the things that we do for the Lord each and every day, beloved, we should always be sure and always be very, very careful about how we go about the things that we have in our life, even the simple tasks that we do. We know that God's hand is truly in those as well. You know, it seems like sometimes when we go out to do the normal things, maybe get up of a morning to prepare to go to work or wherever we may have to go, whether it be the day of the week or maybe even on church on Sunday or Monday night or Wednesday night. You know, we always seem to know what we have ahead for us. We always seem to know our schedule and about what time we're supposed to be at a certain designated place and what the appointed hour would be for our church services and our time of worship. Travel, the journey between the point that God wakes us up in the morning until the night that when God places rest in our spirit before we lay our head down, the distance to travel that God has blessed us with is surely what I want to speak to you about this morning. You know, many times we always look at the destination and never take the time to look at the blessed gifts that God provides for us and to us through the journey itself. You know, I know of many times when I was young, my family, my mom and dad and my two younger brothers and myself, we would go out camping. We would sometimes go up to the mountainous areas of our state and we would go in a small camper sometimes during the night, the middle of the night when it seemed like everything should be quiet and still. We would hear rain starting to pound on the tent. I would remember mom and dad saying, it's okay, you can go back to sleep because it's just rain, and not before long we would hear thunder and we would see the lightning flash and we would know that a storm was upon us. But you know, huddled in that small tent as a family of five, I would always know that I would have security because I would always know that my mom and dad, they were protecting us and they were always right there with us. And you know, in each and every circumstance of that, we all felt comfort and we all felt peace. Beloved, that same peace that I felt as a young boy, we can have today, and I feel today in my heart this early morning hour, as I know that God truly does have his hands on me, just as I know he has his hands on each and every one of those that love and trust him today as his children. You know, the word clearly details to us that we need to be sure that we understand the measure that God has blessed us with, the great abundant gifts and the level of the gifts that God has poured out on us. You know, one of the greatest gifts that we ever receive in our lives, and I've said this many times during many services that God's ever provided to me, I do believe with all my heart, are those unanswered prayers. The prayers that I have prayed and asked God for things that never materialized and not the way that I'd asked God for them. You know, I've noticed in years past, and as a more mature Christian, I have noticed as I pray and I seek God's will, you know, the first thing that I pray for each day is not that my will would be done, but God's will would be done in my life in a way that would glorify and lift up the name of my Heavenly Father. Shortly after, I started praying that type of prayer, beloved, and seeking God in that manner, and taking my eyes off the things that I had in my own heart, and asking for God's will to be manifest in all the things that I petitioned God for, whether it was a situation of finances, whatever the need was. I found that when I asked that God's will would be manifest in it, and his level of measure would be provided to me, I started noticing that the Lord, I would always provide an answer, and as he always truly does because of his faithfulness to us. It seems to be when we ask for his will and his way to be manifest in all things and all matters of each of our lives. So many times I think we ask God and petition God for the wants that we have in our lives, and the whole time God stands there ready to provide treasures in heaven for us, beloved, if we'll just seek after his will and his way in each and every circumstance. I would ask you this morning if you would bow your heads with me. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we're truly thankful, Lord Jesus, this morning for your opportunity you bless us with to have this time of prayer this early morning hour. We would ask you, Father, to meet the needs of the people that we've heard from throughout this week. Lord, we know there's many that are in the hospital that we've spoken to. Lord, we know as well there are also those that have had diagnoses this week of very severe diseases and illnesses, Father. And Lord, we as well know of a few, Father, that have gone to go into end-of-life care in the hospice homes. Father, in all circumstances and all situations, Lord, we just render these needs and these burdens, God, that we bear upon you. We ask you, Father, to allow us to come boldly as your word tells us to. We'd ask you, Father, to just give us that understanding, Father, that we can know, we can have the assurance, Father, that only you can provide us through the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, that you are in control of all things and you're in control of each and every moment, every breath of our life, Father. And with that, God, we should have comfort and we should have peace and we should have a period of solace in our hearts. Father, I would ask you to bless the needs of all those that we have spoken to. Lord, I'd ask you to heal those that are sick, if it be your will, Father. Lord, I would ask that you would provide finances to those that need the jobs and those that need the income, Father, increase in their life. Lord, you know what the needs of all your people are, Father. And Lord, I would just ask you today to just listen to our hearts, Father, and just allow your manifest will, your glory, and your grace, God, to be upon each one of us in a very intimate and a very personal way, God. Father, I ask most of all, Father, today that through it all, may you be lifted and may you be glorified, Father, may you always be praised. Lord, I pray for each and every listener of this broadcast today. Lord, I'd ask you would bless them, and I would ask you, Father, that you would just bless them for their faithfulness, Father, to listen each day and to pray for this outreach ministry. Father, you know in our hearts, Father, what our goal and our determinations are, Father, is simply to lift up and glorify the name of Jesus Christ. May they be saved in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we again thank you for this privilege you give us this morning. We thank you, Father, for your word and your truth, God. And we would just ask you, Father, to allow your truth and your word, Father, to be steadfast and be firmly implanted in our hearts this day. We love you, Lord, and we praise you, and we thank you for all that you do. For today we come and we pray in the name above all names. Today we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. ¶¶